somewhere along the way, I tell the story of Shakespeare on Sugar Creek, and briefly it's Bill and Jenny Hayes and Thad and Polly Seymour and Terry Ortwine and his wife were out at Bill and Jenny's farm one night.
Keep going.
So,
yeah.
And there was a full moon, and after dinner they went out and got in a car and drove back to a little cabin in the woods over the creek. And
just on their farm.
On their farm.
Yeah.
And they didn't even turn the lights on the car. They just slowly drove back in the moonlight. It was just so powerful and so beautiful. And they get back there and get out, and they're looking down into the Sugar Creek Valley. And really the best place to tell this story is right below that cabin, which you can barely see from the creek. And they're looking, this cabin's like at least 100 feet above the creek. And they're looking down into the gorge, kind of. And suddenly, out of the, I guess you'd have to say semi-darkness,
mm-hmm.
a voice shouts out some Shakespeare. And then Thad spouts some Shakespeare back, and the voice returns with Shakespeare. And Terry throws some in. And to hear Jenny tell it, this goes on for 20 minutes, Shakespeare back and forth in the full moonlight across the creek. Nobody knows or has ever known who was across the creek.